Joined now by our offensive player of the game here from game two, if you will, Bon Lachance. Now, Bon, you've been swinging the big stick lately. You've had now three games over the last 10 days with at least four RBIs. What are you eating for breakfast, man? Like, what's clicking for you?
To be honest, I'm not eating any breakfast. I just wake up and go to school right away.
Oh, come on, man. It's the most important meal of the day. All right, but I digress. So let's move on here. Another four RBI game for you, including an absolute moonshot there in a three-run blast in the sixth inning. Walk us through that at-bat and how it felt absolutely parking that ball.
Well, he got me. He started off with a ball, and then I knew he was throwing fastballs, and I timed it up good and turned on it. I knew it right away.
I think everyone in the ballpark knew it right away because it sounded like a no-doubter, and sure enough, it was. And now, Bon, I got to ask you something, and I want you to answer me honestly, because now that the game is over and there's nothing that can be done about it, honestly, did you catch that ball in foul territory or at the end of the game?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take you at your word, Bon. So you guys have been really rolling in here now. I believe 7-2 over your last 10 days. How does it feel to not just halt Gladstone's 10-game winning streak with a pair of decisive wins, but to get the one up over a rival, and a rival at that who got the better of you earlier on in the year?
Feels great, but we still have some stuff to work on.
All right. Well said. So now going on the road to take on Green Bay on Saturday. How do you guys keep rolling? How do you carry this momentum with you?
Gotta throw strikes. No walks tomorrow.
No walks tomorrow. All right. Well, are you pitching? Is that up to you?
Yep, that's up to me.
All right, Bon. Then best of luck to you on the mound. Thank you so much for your time, my friend. And congratulations on another heck of a game in the batter's box. Thank you.